Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Oh, it's just like a WWE entrance. The music hits. We all recognize the music from the David Roddy show from last season. And here he comes entering the ring, David Roddy, former Mountain West Conference Player of the Year, star player for the Colorado State Rams, first round draft pick for the Memphis Grizzlies. David, my man, thanks so much for being on the show with us, my friend.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Dude, it was so fun to do this show with you last year, of course. This is my first time, though, getting a chance to talk to you now that you're well in to your rookie year as an NBA player. How you feeling, my man?
Man, I'm feeling great. Feels great to be back in Ram country and really just enjoying the sunshine and the mountains.
You got a chance to go see your old teammates, too, last night, your old coaching staff and everything. I know we talked to Isaiah at the beginning of the show today, and he talked about how much of a pleasant surprise that was. I don't think any of the players knew you were going to show up.
Yeah, I kind of kept the secret. You know, I wanted it to be a little bit of a surprise. I told some of the coaches, but really just got my workouts done, had an off day, and hiked up there pretty fast to see them. So. It's always a pleasure to see them.
Well, Isaiah sent me a picture. You guys were eating something, and I was like, what is that? Whatever you were eating yesterday looked delicious, by the way. I don't know if you remember, but I was going to write that down.
It was rare Italian in Old Town. Okay. So it was an Italian spot. So it was my first time there. So
oh,
I was really impressed.
No, that's awesome, man. Well, I know Rams fans love seeing you involved, and I know you still follow this team closely. When you can't watch games like tonight, you record, you go back, and you follow this crew. And I know that means the world to those guys and that coaching staff that you continue to follow the Colorado State Rams.
Yeah, absolutely. I try to do the best I can. Again, you know, it's tough that, you know, I can't watch their game and they can't watch mine. But, you know, again, I'm there in spirit and cheering them on always. And, you know, we'll just talk about it after, you know, both of us are done with our games.
David Roddy joining us here on the First Advantage Hotline. David, it's been so fun to watch you play, man. I had a feeling you were going to go in the first round. But I'll be honest with you, dude. I didn't know how much you were going to be utilized this first season, because a lot of times you just don't know that with rookies and what their role's going to be. But you have been a very important piece to what the Memphis Grizzlies are all about. That's got to feel pretty awesome, man. I mean, this Grizzlies team, second best team in the West right now, huge game coming up in Denver against the Nuggets. What's this season been like for you, man, this rookie year for you?
Yeah, the season's been great. You know, again, everything was moving 1,000 miles an hour when I first got here. But, you know, things have started to settle down, and I really just started to enjoy this journey, really. You know, from playing to, you know, not playing as much to really just getting better and just honing in my skills and, you know, learning how to, you know, become a professional and an NBA player and taking, you know, learning lessons as well as just understanding that, you know, this is you know, what I've worked for. So it's very exciting.
Well, yeah, and what's that like, too, on the rookie side of it? Because you just see this. You'll see some games where you're leaned on a lot. You get a lot more minutes. There might be some games where you're not playing as much, but that's pretty typical. What's that process like with the coaching staff and everything when you're going through what your role's going to be each and every night?
Yeah, they do a great job of really just being transparent with me. You know, I'm a young guy, so for me, it's just really important to just stay consistent and just be an everyday guy. You know, again, we're a championship contending team right now, and we're really deep off the bench. So, you know, again, it's always fun to just compete with those guys and just learn with those guys.
How nervous were you when you first started? Like, I mean, we talked to you so much throughout the course of the year last year. You have so much fun playing basketball, but there had to be some major butterflies for that first NBA game.
Yeah, no, there was for sure. you know, I think we played the Knicks on opening night, and it was crazy. One of my friends was
a Heat. David, we still have it? Okay, we still have you. There you are. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, so opening night with the Knicks was a huge one. As soon as I got subbed in, the first touch I had was a shot. So I was not expecting that immediately. So yeah, real nervous for that.
What's the trash talk situation like in the NBA? How does the opposing team treat you starting out? How did your teammates treat you starting out? What's that like? Because you always hear, you always wonder, are they cool with the rookies? What's that like?
Yeah, no, I mean, everyone's pretty cool with each other. You know, the chemistry on the Grizz is very similar to the chemistry on Colorado State. So, you know, everyone's welcoming. You know, there's some rookie duties that we have to do, but you know, everyone's there for their best interests and helping each other, you know, hopefully have a long career. So I'm just you know, taking my time and really just learning from these guys.
Yeah, what's it like? It's a heck of a team you got. Of course, Ja Morant is just a sensational player. Desmond Bain, you know, Steven Adams. I mean, like you said, it's a deep crew as well. Some great players coming off the bench like yourself. What is it like playing with stars like this, stars like Ja Morant?
Man, it's a privilege, really, you know, to watch him, you know, day in and day out, you know, give the best of his ability every single game and, you know, make special things happen. And, you know, the way that he really, you know, studies the game as well as just, you know, creates for himself and others, it's just a pleasure to see and also great to play, you know, with against other teams. So, you know, he's a special talent and every night, you know, he's going to bring a show.
Now, big one tonight coming up against the Nuggets. This is a bittersweet night for most Colorado State fans. Well, diehard Colorado State fans are rooting for David Roddy. No question. They're rooting for Memphis tonight. Their allegiance switches, no question. But those fans that love the Nuggets but also loved what David Roddy did, it's a torn night. It's a strange night. But I know either way, folks in this state will be cheering you on no matter who you're going against.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I mean, all the seeing all the fans, you know, in the stands as well as, you know, again, seeing that tonight, you know, for the Rams tonight. So, you know, it's always exciting. It's always exciting to come back to Colorado and just to see, you know, all the fans, family and friends and, you know, people that I've met throughout my journey here, you know, support me. So I really appreciate it.
David, did you give any kind of message? I mean, I know you talked to the team, to the Rams, of course, to Isaiah and company and Coach Medved and Ali Faroukmanesh. Did you give any kind of message? Because obviously it's been a tough season. There's been injuries. There's been illness. There's just been a lot of ups and downs for the Rams this season. What was your, did you give any kind of words of wisdom to this group?
You know, not too much words of wisdom. I mean, I text them, you know, periodically throughout the season just to, you know, just, hey, stick with it. You know, you learn a lot from adversity, and this team has gone through a lot. You know, they've been in close games with really, really good teams this season, and you know, the ball hasn't rolled their way at the end. But, again, this team can be really sneaky and can really, you know, do some damage come tournament time. So I'm just really excited to see how they are. And again, today is a celebration of the seniors, so you know, that's really their main focus tonight, is just to, you know, celebrate them and just play, you know, their hearts out.
Yeah, I asked Isaiah this, if he was going to get emotional. He's like, I'm not really that emotional, but I might. You never know what's going to happen. Were you emotional for your senior night game, for your when you knew this was probably? I mean, again, I know you had decisions to make, but maybe you had an inkling that was going to be your final game.
Yeah, you know, it was tough. I didn't know it would be my final game, so I wasn't really that emotional. I was just really just locked into, you know, playing Boise. But, you know, again, you know, just to think back at it and just understanding that, hey, you know, this is kind of my senior night as well. It kind of hits hard, but, you know, again, it's just what a journey that it's been, you know, over my, you know, last 3 years, 4 years of representing CSU. So, man, it's just super, super exciting, and it's definitely bittersweet tonight.
Yeah. Now, CSU, of course, going up against New Mexico tonight, a late one. You guys are be going up late as well, 8 o'clock, big one tonight against the Nuggets. Two of the best teams in the NBA, and you're a big part of that, man. David, just congratulations to you on all of your success. You're one of the most solid dudes when it comes to the sports world. You're a great guy, and we'll be rooting for you for the rest of the season. You personally, and I'm rooting for you tonight. It's a mix. I'm torn, man, but I know I'm always rooting for David Roddy.
I appreciate that, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right, my man. Thank you for being on. Let's do this again. I know you got a crazy schedule these days, but we'll try to catch up with you down the road, my man.
Perfect. Thank you. Go Grizz and go Rams.
All right, my man. There it is. David Roddy. rookie, first round draft pick by the Memphis Grizzlies. Just a great dude right there. And they've been using him, you know, some nights you're going to see he's in a lot more than other nights. That you're kind of seeing the same thing with Christian Brown. Like, David played 14 minutes against Philadelphia the other night. He had 9 points, 2 rebounds. But then a few games later, he didn't get any minutes. That's what you're seeing with Christian Brown. Typically, that's where the rookie treatment goes. And it's funny because, Angel, what David Roddy's doing right now is what Bones Hyland should have been doing last year. That those would have been his minutes. Hey, you might get 14 tonight. You might not play the next night. But because of Jamal's injury, he was thrust into, yeah, you're probably going to play 15, 20 minutes every night. And then Bones took that as, that's me. I've arrived. I'm here. Like, I'm not a rookie. I'm playing 20 minutes, man. And then when you start getting healthier, you want to try to get better. You bring in Bruce Brown. You bring in different guards. That changes everything. And, you know, for several different reasons, Bones couldn't handle that stuff. But, you know, again, most rookies are going to get the kind of minutes that we're seeing with David Roddy. It's what you do with those minutes is how that's going to impact your sophomore season.
Yeah, I mean, we see this even in our local college basketball. You know, are the freshmen that play, they'll play sometimes in a game a lot of minutes. Other times you won't see them come off the bench. And it's about that transition process and the game slowing down for you. And at this point in the NBA season, it seems David's really adjusted well to the NBA so far. You know, we kind of thought, you know, did he have the size to compete? Did he have the athleticism? Whatever. He's proven it. And he's taking advantage of each and every second of those minutes.
Yeah, averaging 6 points per game, almost 3 rebounds per game, just under 1 assist per game for a rookie that, listen, I predicted him getting drafted in the first round. Feel really good about that. I was saying that for about a year. But I also didn't think, even though he was going to be a first rounder, a later first rounder, because he was picked 23rd or something like that, I didn't think he'd be a real functioning piece to what Memphis is going to do this year. And Memphis is a good team, a great team. And so for David to storm onto the scene and just get as many minutes as he's getting right now and play with those minutes, pretty impressive stuff. I didn't see this coming from him. He's such a unique player. He's 6'5", 252 pounds. And I don't know if you've heard, but he used to play football. We don't have to hear that anymore. He's a unique build, which makes him very difficult to guard. This might be the last time we ever interview him. I don't know. I'm going to always try. But let's face it. This guy's probably going to keep getting better. And the idea of doing radio interviews and stuff becomes less and less appealing the more popular these guys are because microphones are in their face all day, every day.
Well, you just have to remind him who helped get him to that first-round pick.
I will. I'm going to text him right now. But it's awesome that we could get him on finally. We've been wanting to get him on. The schedules just never work out. You know, even today, we were supposed to have him on at noon, and then he had the shoot-around with Memphis, so we ended up getting him here. But he's a really great guy. And for him to take it to this level, I mean, the sky's the limit for that guy because he's a hard worker, and there's no attitude there. There's never any of that stuff that we saw with Bones. I'm not trying to rip Bones. I'm trying to talk about being a rookie in the NBA and knowing your place with the team and how to handle that. And Roddy's a great example for that. That being said, I don't think he's going to win tonight.
No, I think Aaron Gordon might have something to say to him.
Yeah, we'll see what the minutes look like for him, too. Because I don't think he played a lot against the Nuggets last time out. So I don't know if the Grizzlies just don't enjoy the matchup as much with Roddy. Now, Roddy ended up getting in for 4 minutes of that game. And that was, for the most part, a blowout. So I don't know if they're not crazy about him matching up with anybody in Denver on that side of it or what. But he didn't play a lot in that blowout win last week. So we'll see. But this is a scary team. There's no question. Memphis is a ridiculous basketball team. They have Ja Morant has certainly exceeded my expectations. Tanner and I had that ongoing battle for a while. I thought Zion's going to be the guy. He said Ja Morant. I think he just blindfolded and said some random name. But I joked with him the other day. I said, well, Ja Morant's got to stay out of trouble. You can't be, you can't win the best, who's better between who if you aren't able to play. So, I didn't want to go there with David. We're not going to put him on the spot like that. But, yeah, I'm sure Memphis is chewing their nails right now, hoping that nothing more comes from this crazy story about Ja Morant and this brawl that happened the other day. The other year. So we'll see what happens there. But this is going to be a fun game. ESPN, big opportunity. And it's a big opportunity for the Nuggets because they're the best team in the West. The national media doesn't treat them like that. And it's got to get frustrating at some point. But Popeye Jones told us yesterday, hey, we ignore the outside noise. But Joker let a little seep in. And we'll see if that really impacts him going forward. 46 minutes after the hour. Angel, what did we learn today? Coming up next, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Your home for UNC basketball, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.